Macabre. Misfortune.
Hey guys, welcome to episode 54 of Macabre Misfortunes. I'm Jerry.
And I'm Tracy.
Tracy, today we're going to talk about the original guitarist for the band Gin Blossoms. A gentleman by the name of Doug Hopkins.
You love you some Gin Blossoms.
I do. And this is a sad story. As we get into it, you'll learn a little bit about the record business, obviously, the recording industry. And how things work and how it can have detriment effects on people that you wouldn't even think about.
Probably. I can imagine.
So Gin Blossoms were huge back in the early and the mid-90s, and thanks to several songs, but primarily their huge hit, Hey Jealousy. That's the one that kind of put them on the map. Obviously, they had a bunch of other songs, you know, but that's the one that most people know them by. And in case you're unfamiliar with that song, here is just a little snippet of it. Tell me, did you think it'd be all right if I could just crash here tonight? You could see anyway, I've got no place to go. Yet you know it might not be that bad. You were the best I'd ever had. If I hadn't blown the whole thing years ago, I may not be in love. Tomorrow we could drive around this town and let the cops chase us around. The past is gone, but something might be found to take its place. Hey, jealousy. Okay, so I'm going to assume that most people have probably heard that song at one time or another. Now, that song was actually written by Doug Hopkins, along with some of their other early hits, such as I Found Out About You. So let's listen to a little snippet of that. Okay, so Doug actually wrote a lot more songs than that, but those two are going to be crucial to this story.
Okay.
So that's why I chose to just play those two, but like I said, he had a bunch of the other songs. Doug also had a drinking problem, and this was an issue that was only going to get bigger and bigger and cause a rift between he and his bandmates. He also suffered from severe depression from the time he was like an early teen. He suffered with this. So as we all know, alcohol and depression are not a good combination.
Very true.
So just a bit about the band before we get more into Doug's story specifically. Gin Blossoms formed in Tempe, Arizona in the late 1980s. And they put their first self-funded album together in 1989 called Dusted. The original group was lead singer Robin Wilson, bassist Bill Lean, guitarist Jesse Valenzuela, Doug Hopkins, and the drummer Philip Rode. Now, eventually, they got the attention of Soundgarden's record label, A&M Records. This should have been a great time, you would think, for a band, but Doug Hopkins did not want to sign with a big record label because he felt that that put added pressure on him to deliver, and he also didn't like the idea of being somebody else's property.
Gotcha.
This is when Doug's drinking really started to get out of control. He started showing up at gigs wasted. The band was starting to throw fits.
Yeah, because I assume that the band wanted to go on with signing with the dudes, but he just didn't want to.
He just didn't want to. In 1991, the band got together to record what would be their first album with their new record label, but it was a complete disaster. The band spent right at $100,000 and had nothing to show for it and were almost dropped by the record label. The label instead decided to let the band release an EP, which is just usually four or five songs instead of a full album. And then they let them go ahead and tour. And this gave them an opportunity to learn about the business. The EP was called Up and Crumble, and it came out in 1991. The band then went to Memphis to record what was going to be their huge album, New Miserable Experience. How did the name come about? New Miserable Experience. It got its name because of Hopkins' behavior, making it a new miserable experience recording it. Robin Wilson said that in an interview that it's just sad that you've got somebody that you love and you're just watching them destroy themselves right before your eyes. And there's absolutely nothing you can do about it. And it's all happening while you're making the most important record you've ever made in your life. Robin said that on one occasion, he walked into the studio and he heard Doug telling somebody else saying that he didn't want to do any of his solos for the songs and he could just give it to Jesse Valenzuela to do. I mean, this is a guy that was good at what he did and wrote most of these, and he's giving them away to somebody else to do because he didn't even want to do them. And Robin said at that point they knew that he had completely given up. He did play on one, though. The song Hey Jealousy that he wrote, which is actually a breakup song that he wrote as like a last-ditch attempt to get an ex-girlfriend back. But if you start listening to the words in the song, you can tell that he obviously doesn't have very high self-esteem. But anyway, she had left over his drinking. So when you hear lines like, if you don't expect too much of me, you won't get let down. Or if I hadn't blown the whole thing years ago, those are all actual things that happened with him in that relationship and his last-ditch attempt to get her back. All right, so after the album was completed, the band and the record label decided that even though Doug had written or co-written half of the songs on the album, he had to go.
How do you take that?
Well, Doug hadn't actually played much on the album. And this is because he had been showing up so lop-legged drunk that he couldn't play, period.
Well, that's so sad.
The record label and the band saw him as a liability. This was devastating to Doug. Now, keep in mind, the album had not been released yet, so none of the songs were hits. Basically, nobody even knew who Jim Blossoms were.
Mm-hmm.
With that being said, the band didn't have any money. Doug was completely broke. The record label offered him $15,000 to sell his songwriting rights. Being broke, he took it. In the next few months, Doug's depression and drinking would only deepen as he would start to hear his songs blasted all over the radio anywhere he went. He knew that the band was reaping the rewards and the success and the money off several of his songs, and the record company was getting rich, and he had sold his rights to his songs for basically nothing.
Mm-hmm.
Hey Jealousy was a huge hit. In November of 1993, A&M Records released the follow-up to Hey Jealousy, another one of Doug's songs, I Found Out About You. It was actually a bigger hit and hit number one on Billboard's alternative charts. At that point, Hopkins actually had a gold record of Hey Jealousy hanging on his apartment wall because they had given it to him. But Doug, pissed off, broke, drinking again, he spiraled out of control. And on December 6th, 1993, a few weeks after his song hit number one, his friends found him dead in his apartment of a self-inflicted gunshot wound.
Oh, golly.
He was 32 years old, and on the floor was the broken gold record to Hey Jealousy.
That is awful.
Yeah, it was. But I mean, again, you know, you don't know what's going to happen. And I'm not trying to make him out to be the victim because.
Yeah, I mean, he did that to himself. I mean.
But here's the thing, and here's what's always going to be confusing to me. He was found on the 6th. On the 3rd, he went and bought a gun. But right before he bought a gun, he actually went for a consultation to a clinic to try to go in and detox. He went in there for the meeting and everything. And then he left immediately and went and bought a gun. And then went home and killed himself that day.
I mean, he didn't even give himself a chance.
No. I mean, I don't know why he even went, unless he just went to the detox place and said, you know, this just ain't going to work. It's not what I want to do. But I mean, also keep in mind, he had tried to commit suicide 5 times before that.
No.
5 times before that. That was his 6th attempt.
Bless his heart. I hate to see somebody so sad like that.
I mean, somebody obviously talented that just couldn't get out of their own way.
Yeah.
Now, I'd like to give you a strange fact, and this one's kind of funny. At his funeral, the band all obviously showed up.
Sure.
A young lady came up to him, or to the band.
Oh, uh-huh.
And said, Doug wanted me to give you a message. He said, you remember back in 1992 when somebody put sugar in your gas tank? That was me.
The girl?
It was Doug.
Oh, no, Doug put sugar in their gas tank?
But somehow this girl knew and was told, I don't know if she knew that he was going to kill himself or if it was, hey, if I ever die, tell this to the band or what the deal was. But she came up to them at the funeral outside. It was outside at the cemetery and said, hey, you know, that time in 92, which was like the year before when your van didn't start and there was sugar in the gas tank, that was me.
What'd they do? I wonder.
Well, Robin Wilson said that they all kind of laughed a little bit because if you knew Doug, he always had to have the last laugh. So that was fitting that somebody would come up after his funeral and say that.
Wow.
So, anyway, that's the story of Doug Hopkins of Jim Blossom.
That's a shame that he passed away so soon.
Yeah, and I think he also wrote Allison Road or co-wrote, and then there was another big one on that first album that I think he wrote. So, yeah.
What a waste.
Maybe Till I Fall Away. I think that might have been the other one.
Yeah, he had some great songs.
Anyways, that's it for this week, guys.
Thanks, guys, for listening. We appreciate you all so much.